אנחנו קוראים מספר תלמוד 10 הספירות.
We're reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, part 6,
עמוד 453, 10 הספירות.
The Ten Sefirot of the Olam Nikudim, cause and effect, item 6.
אות ו בעמוד תפנון ג.
Item 6.
פעולה ו.
The sixth operation is the zivug de'aka'a of the Or Elyon with a masach, extending by the force of the Or Elyon itself. The tzimtzum and the masach made on Bchinat Dalet came out on the force of the Netzal itself, and the Or Elyon extending from Ein Sof that filled the entire reality there without any gvul does not tolerate the gvul imprinted in the masach. Quite the contrary, it wants to come into Bchinat Dalet as well and fill the entire reality as its custom. But the Masach pushes it back by the force of its Gvul. This is called Zivug Dehaka'a. Thus, the Zivug Dehaka'a extends from Or Elyon itself.
Barur Shelot.
Clear questions? Still not hearing? Read it again, please. Everyone open your ears and your eyes. Let's go.
The sixth operation is the Zivug de'aka'a of the Or Elyon with the Masach, extending by the force of the Or Elyon itself. The Tzimtzum and the Masach made on Bchinat Dalet came out by the force of the Netzal itself. And the Or Elyon extending from Ein Sof that filled the entire reality there without any gvul does not tolerate the gvul imprinted by the Masach. Quite the contrary, it wants to come into Bchinat Dalet as well and fill the entire reality as its custom. But the Masach pushes it back by the force of its gvul. This is called Zivug Daka. Thus, the Zivug Daka'a extends from the Or Elyon itself.
Meaning, the restriction is working on the created being and not on the creator. The restriction is working on the will to receive, not on the light. The light wants to enter as it was before and doesn't care what the created being decided. It wants to fill it, and it doesn't matter if there's a boundary, a border, a decision. Truly, nothing here stands before the light. Meaning, the tzimtzum, the restriction, is on the reception of the light and not on the light itself. Is that clear?
He says that the upper light extends in ten sefirot without any gvul. What is that gvul, that barrier, that limit?
Nothing. As much as it can go in, go in, goes in. There was no limitation or restriction from the created being for the light to fill it, against the light filling it.
What does it mean that it can't tolerate the gvul from the masach? Where does that gvul come from? The border, the limit.
Now? The creature says, I don't want to receive.
The creature says it?
The creature says it.
Or it can't receive.
He doesn't want to receive it.
Doesn't want to?
Or you can say, he can't receive it because the shame doesn't let him.
Why does the masach push it back?
It doesn't want it. It rejects the light.
Who?
The screen.
Well, how does it? How can the masach, the screen, push back the light? The masach. What force does it have to?
Shame.
Whose?
Of the creatures.
So the created being is in this. It's the whole system.
אז לא הייתה קיימת מערכת, מה אתה מדבר?
לא,
If he wouldn't be part of the system, there wouldn't be a system. No, here it's stated that it's in the light. So this is called Zivug Daka. What is Zivug Daka? Can we understand that? Rav, for now he doesn't mention it. Here he's saying it. He says Zivug Daka here. In the same sentence. Rav, okay. Before, at least 10 years ago, I taught this. So I'm happy that 10 years later you're asking what I told you 10 years ago. Why am I asking you, Rav? There's a will to receive that was created with pleasure. They created the will to receive that was created by the Tanug. The pleasure is called Sholish, root. It's only a being. It's there in the will to bestow of the Creator. It's like, in a way, it almost doesn't exist. Just, he tells us, like a person wants to build a house, so it starts with an idea. Then that desire to receive starts developing by that same light and starts feeling that how do I say it? It becomes that it starts having an entity, a desire, that he has something on its own. That to that extent he feels that he's one thing, and what he builds, what builds him, what fills him, is something else. It's outside of him, in front of him, against him. That's what he starts discerning, that there's him and there's an emanator, there's light. But what did he do? He made me in order to fill me, to give me all the best. That's already not the first discernment, but the second, chokhmah. Then he starts feeling what the emanator is doing. He built a desire. He filled the desire. The desire received pleasure. But in that pleasure, he feels that he's opposite of the emanator where he came from, that he used to be adhered to. And now he's not anymore. That's called the Sof of Chochmah, the end of Prina Aleph. And he doesn't agree with it. He doesn't have so much pleasure yet from receiving the light, from filling it. But his pleasure, is he remembers, he feels that the pleasure was being together with the emanator. So now, even that he's receiving in this reception, it's not scrutinized. It's not something of his own, but it's still, it's something that separates between him and the emanator, and he won't agree to it. So he says, I don't like this. I want to be with the emanator together. And then it becomes Bchina Bet, Bina, and so on and so on. So what are you asking? And then he changes.
What is this Haka?
This Haka'a is that the will to receive, when it reaches a state where it feels that it wants to receive himself, meaning he exists alone before the Creator, before the emanator, and between them there's already relations of receiver and bestower. So again, he's saying, I don't want to receive. So I'll give a blow. To what? To my will to receive. I won't allow my will to receive to receive. That's what he says. I, the will to receive. He says, I, me for myself, I won't give me an ability to receive. Where did he get the force to do that? From the light. Where did he take the decision? From the light. Why does he want that? In order to be like the light. That's called zivug de'aka'ah. It's still the aka'ah, the beating. Afterwards, the zivug comes. What is the zivug? When he says, but the emanator wants, I don't want, I can't draw him, so I'll go and receive, even though I don't want to, so I divide myself. Me, the one who doesn't want to receive, and me who receives for the emanator, it's completely not the same thing. It's different new vessels. New vessels. The previous vessels restricted and they don't open up. The Tzimtzum Aleph that I performed and I say I will never receive, there's an addition. For myself I won't receive, but for the emanator I will. So what does that mean? It's other vessels. What other vessels is not the will to receive? It's the will to receive, but that's organized from knowing the emanator is great, as huge, as important. And from his greatness, I build my vessels of reception. That's why Malchut of Ein Sof can receive all the light. It receives it because it wants to receive alone. We have to think. But it's still not reception for the emanator. There's like a decision in there. We'll get in this. I see we'll be able to speak about it soon. Yeah.
So this division, when the creator, the creature says, I don't want for myself, only in the condition I can aim it at the emanator. Is this the work of the screen?
Of course, that's it.
So the question is, how does it know the amount that it can receive in order to aim it towards the emanator even before he received it? How can he know it?
He has all the information it needs. It has its will to receive, just like it is. It has the will to bestow in Bina. It has a comparison in Zeranpin, the will to receive and the will to bestow. In Malchut, he has its will to receive, the general, whole, complete will to receive. And now, when he wants, he supposedly raises himself to Bina. He says, he makes a tzimtzum. For me, I can and I don't want to receive anything. But what should I do? I need to do like Bina in the will to bestow, and like Malchut in the will to receive. And then by this he builds the Masach.
And then when he nevertheless opens this opening in the screen and allows that amount of light that he decided to receive in order to bestow, and it enters it, nothing happens there? A certain damage, certain harm?
No. You're saying it incorrectly. He doesn't open the same will to receive. It's not the same will to receive. It's a new desire that I organize it for the benefit of the host. I'm not going to go enjoy this myself. It's not my vessels that enjoy themselves. That's what it's written about. The previous vessels of reception were flawed, and instead of them came new vessels.
And the Creator is his guarantor, so he would not fall again to displeasure. He would be able to maintain himself.
That's already a different question. Where can it be sure? Why? How is it making that calculation? Will it fall or not fall? Those are the calculations, but it has all of them. And it has all that data that it can do it in full confidence.
No.
Well?
Rav, still the question stands. How come the greatness of the giver, of the emanator, doesn't overcome the shame? Why it doesn't overcome the shame? I feel shame, but the greatness of the emanator should...
It feels shame only from receiving, and it felt like shame. And it's not shame on its account, because this is how the Creator created him. Then he made the Tzimtzum. And he gives gratitude to that shame that it helped him ascend to a different degree. And now it builds himself as a created being, meaning the shame becomes an honor. Honor and shame is face and posterior of the same state. Yeah?
Question. In our study, we learned that we have to overcome our inner sensations and rise above them. I think there's an example for something that did not happen in this way. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't want to get into this. There's a limit as much as I want to philosophize with you, and I'm limited with time. I'm limited. We're done. That's it. We're going on. Think about more. Rabash never explained anything to me like this. I didn't get explanations. No. I wrote all kinds of things. I'm looking now at all these scribbles. It's until more and more you can't receive this by listening. You can't. You have to, from thoughts and searching, and why is it like this and why is it like that? A lot of times I asked him, but the Malchut and the Bina, and he said, yeah, that was the answer. Yeah. Now try and understand what he meant. Because the answer also has to come from an inner scrutiny between mind and emotion.
Item 7. The seventh operation is that the Ochozel, reflected light, which becomes a levush, a clothing and a receptacle for the upper light, extends by the force of the Haka'ah, the striking of the Masach in the upper light, to the extent that it pushes it back. This is because that full measure of the upper light that was fitting to come in Bchina Dalet and did not come there because of its detainment on the screen that pushed it back is called Or Chozer, reflected light. Thus, the Or Chozer, reflected light, extends from the Haka'ah, the striking of the screen, on the upper light. Remember that from the restriction onward, from the time Bchina Dalet stopped being a receptacle for the upper light, the reflected light took its place. In other words, the reflected light became the vessel of reception instead of Bchina Dalet before. Other than that, there is no vessel of reception.
That's a big problem to understand. What reflected light is that it became the vessel of reception instead of Bchina Dalet. The Or Chozer rejects. It wants to bestow. It wants to give. To give devoted soul. How can it become a vessel of reception? It's the opposite. It's the opposite of it. Right or no? Yes. So that's a question for a workshop. Come on. But quick.
Which is like the Creator. Rav, reflected light, Or Chozer, is becoming a vessel of reception after the creature rejects it, pushes it back. How the light becomes a vessel of reception for Bchina Dalet through the pushback? That.
Rav, how does it happen that the light that came in Bchina Dalet and isn't interested in receiving it and rejects it, Well, with the intentions that come with it, obviously, how does this light that was rejected, that is called reflected light, or ochozer, how does that become a vessel of reception instead of prinat dalid? Please.
I don't know. I have no clue what's happening here, but that's the process. The light hits, and then...
Rav, what enters from Bchina Daled into the light when it becomes reflected light? What does it receive there that it became a vessel? Speak together. Just make noise in the tent.
Where do you suddenly get this separation?
And what is the reflected light, a clothing for the direct light? What does it mean that it clothes upon it? What happens between them that it can clothe the direct light? Make noise again. Yeah, you'll see how much it helps you. By the way, even if you don't get a clear answer, this participation together, that'll do its thing. You understand from that. To bestow to it.
Rav, why is it that that reflected light, or chazer, is the measure of my bestowal to the group? How come reflected light is the measure of my bestowal to the group?
No.
The manifestation of the light.
Rav, so how in practice do I build reflected light? How in practice do I build ochozer, reflected light? And the restriction. Restriction and reflected light. How do I build it in practice? And then I make the rosh of the pratsuf, then the goof of the pratsuf. Please. The greatness of the goal
and or go.